Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Trillville. How did, Jen, we say this is general rule, right? When you and I are off, whatever, I'm off, you're off. Last week we were both off.
Okay.
What happens from 11 to 2 happens from 11 to 2.
Yes.
I trust the people that are in for us. Yes. To keep the ship on path, and it is what it is.
Yes.
Whatever happens can't be held against us because we didn't do it.
Right.
I do wonder, though, just, you know, as much as I don't wonder about most of it, I do wonder how when you played all the Trillville last Thursday, because I know Abe and Bo are big Trillville guys.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Abe and Bo are huge Trillville fans.
Yeah, right?
Bo was singing along.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Hold on. Bo was there?
Yeah, it was Bo, Little Bo.
All week.
Bo Morgan.
And I thought you were talking about your ass the whole time.
No, that's why people were so mad. Not him. It was the other guy.
Pork Chop got delayed to this week, so Bo Morgan sent him with Abe last week.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Bo's daughter.
Pork Chop. Because Amy had the baby Monday,
Amy had
right?
The baby on Monday,
Amy had the baby on Monday.
Which, okay. all joking aside.
Congratulations, my boy.
Congratulations, my boy. Yeah, they welcomed their first child earlier this week.
Hell yeah, man.
And, saw some pictures, and he posted some stuff on social media.
Good for
him. We're not telling any stories that they don't want public or anything like that, but posted some pictures. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's beautiful.
Awesome.
Those are the best days.
Way to go. Like, way to go, Squid Billy.
Right after that baby comes, and you're still in the hospital, and the nurses are taking care of you. And it's easy. Those are the best ones.
Those are the best days. Yeah.
Then you go home. It's terrifying.
He is officially knighted.
There you go.
Officially knighted. Oh, there, old Squid Billy. But Abe's cooler than we think. I think Abe.
What sentence did you just say?
I think Abe's cooler.
Abe's
than we
cooler
think.
Than we think.
I think Abe puts on for the radio.
Puts what on?
Puts on. I think Abe is nothing like.
You think Abe tries to be less cool on the radio on purpose?
I do. I think it's a gimmick.
Huh.
Yeah. I think it's a gimmick.
That'd be a wild gimmick. Because you said one time, and I don't believe you believe this, but you're sticking with it, which is fine. Your heels are dug in, so you're here. That Abe's like just kidding about his dating life. Yeah. And in reality, he's out there like he's a player.
Hey.
Which is the funniest thing you've ever made up.
Hey, man. But, what up, man? Abe's the slayer, the Tinder slayer. Yeah, there we go. Abe the Tinder slayer.
So the nickname, the teleporter, is retired.
Yeah, the teleporter
now
retired.
Now we're just calling him the slayer.
The slayer.
He may be listening right now. He probably is, but hopefully not, because then when he comes back, then we can just call him the slayer and he won't know why.
What up, Slayer?
Yeah, no, it was Bo Morgan and Abe last week. That's why everyone was furious in my DMs.
I didn't know what was going on.
If it was Bo Johnson, no one would have said anything.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell's going on? What's the hell? What y'all mean? What did Bo do to y'all?
They were like, you guys need to come back from vacation. These guys won't stop yelling at each other.
I was like, Bo, my first initial thought, because I was not responding to
that. Yeah, Squid Billy.
I was like, hold on. What the hell did Why is Bo yelling at Abe?
So now I understand your confusion.
Yes.
Because whenever we talked about it, you were like, "That's why would anyone?" And I was like, oh, "Of course they would." Like,
yeah, I was. Yeah,
when they said Abe and Bo would scream at each other.
But when he said Bo, right. I was like, "What the hell is Bo doing screaming at anybody?" One person Bo screams at is John Fricke.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
And so, okay, I got it now. Okay, all right, got it. Got
Squid
it.
Squid Billy.
Okay, got
Squid
it.
Squid Billy and the Slayer last week. They're having a good time. Yeah, they're having a good time. All right. 15 minutes from now, we're going to get into some college football. The Nico Iamaleava saga seems to have come to a bit of a close. Now, not entirely, because we're going to find out all the details of it. Sounds like he's going to UCLA, which, well played, I guess. Like, good luck. We'll also let you hear from Fran Brown, because he said some awesome stuff about people trying to extort him for money. But before we do any of that, let's get to an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We were talking about this earlier. We can mention it again. A lot of the Falcons coaching staff and yes. scouting department, front office, all that, are in Athens today to see a couple of individual workouts. Jalen Walker,
mm-hmm.
Mykael Williams, mm-hmm. both guys I would love to see mm-hmm. in Flowery Branch because
mm-hmm.
we'll be there a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I would love to be in Flowery Branch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mike did come tell us, yeah, we'll be up there Friday.
Like we always are. Yeah, like we're always at Flowery Branch yes. the Friday after the first round. Well, yes. I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk to either Terry Fontenot or the draft pick, whoever it may be. I would love it to be
a defensive player.
I would love it to be Mykael Williams.
Yeah, I would love it.
Or Jalen Walker.
I think the biggest thing with Mykael, you remember, Andy, probably back in January, I think we had a caller talk about Mykael as far as where the Falcons, this brash, you know, as far as Terry and Ream, where they were as far as their job security and looking at Mykael as far as maybe a development type player. Right. They're all development players. The biggest thing with Mykael is that Mykael did not get to see him.
Yeah, right.
Because you remember in the game against Clemson, I mean the first game,
he got hurt. Yep.
And it was lingered all year long. And now I think a lot of people look at it from a standpoint where he was projected top five.
I think if Mykael Williams doesn't get hurt in that game, because you saw
yeah.
the flashes that he showed.
In Texas?
I don't even say flashes, like the games that he played yes. against Texas.
Yes.
And there was a couple of other games, too. I mean, the Notre Dame game. He yes. was really good in that game. He looks like a top five pick,
yes.
top 10, top five pick.
Yes.
If he had been healthy all year, we wouldn't even be dreaming about him at 15.
No.
Because he wouldn't be there.
Yep.
I guess the other thing people are, I don't know if it's worried about, it's a positive if you want it to be. It's a negative, I guess, if you want it to be. He's one of the youngest guys in the first round as well. He's 20, which mm-hmm. I guess that gives you more room for development.
He's already a NFL run-stopping defensive end.
Yeah.
He is awesome with his hands, has big, long arms, leverage, all those different things. You can tell he was coached by Kirby in him because he does everything so fundamentally sound as far as in the run game.
You should be looking
and
for.
And he can rush the passer. Is he a fully grown pass rusher, NFL pass rusher? No. No, he's not. No. But you know what? None of them are.
Yeah, he's 20.
None of them are.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Abdul Carter's pretty damn good. But yeah, but like he's not even what he's going to be.
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean, of course, all that makes sense. The name that, you know, mock drafts are mock drafts, whatever, but people have intel. Mike Green mm-hmm. is the name that you see
yes.
most places.
And
I think tomorrow we're going to get a chance to talk to Greg Cosell
yes.
from NFL Films,
my man,
who breaks down all the tape on these guys, and we love talking to leading up to the draft. I can't wait to get his thoughts on.
I'm just gonna talk
on Mike Green.
Let's just talk defensive ends, man.
Only defensive ends.
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about no quarterbacks or nothing like that.
Okay.
Let's talk just defensive ends.
Defensive tackles or just edge?
Okay,
edge
defensive linemen.
Okay, defensive
linemen. Yeah, we're talking, but just
only
not
defensive.
Linemen. Only defensive linemen.
Fair enough.
All right, that sounds good to me.
That's a tease for tomorrow. We're gonna talk to Greg Cosell only about defensive linemen that the Falcons
yes,
should draft.
That's it. Nobody else. We don't give a damn about the quarterbacks and running backs or nothing like that.
Shouldn't
receivers
need to.
Shouldn't care about no receivers. And
shouldn't
that.
Need
they
to.
Had a funny graphic.
We're going to have to do so much research on Thursday night when it's like, oh, who's that tight end they took?
Yes.
Well, luckily, you probably know a lot about him. No, I'm just
– Oh.
When the Falcons take a tight end
they're
at 15.
Not taking a damn tight end, Andy. We got a whole week of this. I was just at the barbershop over there with Jeremy and them over there, man, and Barry. And that's with Barry. Barry thought, oh, the Falcons going to take another. No, they're not. Y'all stop, all right?
Okay, I'll stop.
Y'all stop. No, they ain't. They are not taking. They are not taking the only offensive position because I can't put
right because you can't say for sure.
I can't say for sure is a tackle. And if they draft a tackle, Caleb McGarry has got to be in a trade draft weekend for picks.
That's right. Caleb McGarry's got to be moved so you can get back into the day three of the draft.
Yes.
And with multiple picks to get back in there day three of the draft.
That's the only way I see you drafting a tackle at 15.
Because if you draft a guy in the first round, again, with the intent of him not playing next year, best case scenario, I'm gonna question your philosophies
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So
question yes. where your head's at.
If they're gonna take the tackle at 15, then they have got to move Caleb McGarry for some picks.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
He can't Can't be no damn swing tackle.
No, no,
number 15 overall pick.
They don't need it.
No.
Because and you also don't need like positional versatility.
You got Storm.
Your guards are good.
Yes.
You got good interior offensive linemen for the most part. Don't know what the center is. I would assume they'll take a center at some point.
Probably.
I saw some folks talking about that the kid from Ohio State that had transferred from Alabama. He's from Buford.
Mm-hmm.
McLaughlin, I think is his name. Got hurt, but so he sort of slipped a little bit in the process, but talking about him maybe in the fourth round. I'd love that.
Yeah.
That dude's a stud.
You're going to have to bring another guy. I'm not saying that the Falcons don't have confidence in who's there now, but I think you might want to bring another guy in. That's just me. But, yeah, 15 first round, you need a day one starter, not a guy who rotates in.
No.
Meaning a tackle.
Yeah, and a guy that can set the edge, too, in the run, like we talked about with Micah Williams. All right, let's hear from the Giants general manager. They've got the number 3 pick. We're pretty sure his name is Joe
Sheen.
Sheen, but it might be Shane, and it might be Shine. If he was better at his job, we'd know. Here he is talking about the number 3 pick.
We'll be open to all options. I mean, those type of strategy sessions have been ongoing and, you know, talking through different scenarios. So, yeah, we're always going to be open to, you know, either or of those scenarios.
We received a lot of interest from teams looking to trade up.
We've received some calls. Yeah, we've received some calls.
Okay. So he said what everyone says every time they're asked about moving out of their draft spot.
So that happened.
Well, you know, we're going to keep all of our options available, and we've got some calls on the pick.
Yeah, so
great.
That's what a fired general manager sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what a dead man walking sounds like.
Yeah,
right
him and Brian Daboll are assed out. It's too bad because I think Brian Daboll is a damn good
coach. Brian Daboll's a really good coach.
I think Brian Daboll's a damn good coach, Andy. They're going to figure out this because the one thing we know that they got – I do not think they're going to take Shedeur at 3. I don't know why. I think you got two blue chip prospects sitting there.
Yeah.
And whoever Cleveland takes, you take the other one.
Right.
But I do think there's a possibility they come back in. I have a feeling they come back in. Now the thing with Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh has no second round because they gave up DK. They gave up.
Oh
DK.
Yeah, so they need to make a pick at 21.
So they
got to
make a pick at 21 if it's quarterback.
Now I saw a couple mocks this morning that had Shedeur going there,
and I saw that.
I would kind of love that.
They had a great meet. They said they had a great meeting with them and everything like that. The Aaron Rodgers thing. Who knows? Just saw Aaron. He's going to be on McAfee today at 1 o'clock. So is this the announcement that everybody's waiting on? Because I saw, what was her name? God, I always forget the Pittsburgh young lady from NFL Network.
Oh, I don't know.
Can we go up Walla? Anyways, she put it out there that there's a stronger possibility that Aaron retires.
Yeah, I've seen that the last couple of days too. Which
yes. Aditi Ukubala. Yeah,
something like
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And so they're saying that it's more a possibility that Aaron retires.
Mm-hmm.
But I still
For now.
I think Aaron's still holding out for Minnesota.
Yeah, I think he'd prefer that.
Yes.
And if he doesn't get it, then he'll retire. And then this time next year, he'll.
Yes.
Put it out there again that he would like, oh, you know, Aaron's been staying in shape.
Yeah.
Best shape of his life.
Yeah.
He found some new methods.
But that's what I'm saying. And then you throw Cleveland in there too. Because Cleveland, I was saying yesterday, I could see Cleveland wanting Travis and Shedeur.
Yeah. But then there's also the possibility with them too. Now, this would be a gamble to get Shedeur, but the top two picks in the second round also.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, they're picking second and third in the second round also. So, you know, maybe you take a quarterback there.
But you got those 2 seconds to get your ass back into the one.
You do.
Yeah.
And you'd have that fifth year, which people love to have the fifth year on a quarterback, especially if you're not going to start him in the first year, which the Giants probably wouldn't because they've got Russell Wilson and James Winston.
You know what? I'm looking at the compensation for what Houston gave up when they went and got CJ and Will Allison.
Okay.
Because that could be something similar. That could be something similar.
I love. Can you imagine being a Texans fan that day?
Yes. Oh, we got a quarterback.
We got C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson.
We got the best player in the draft.
Hell yeah. Sign me up. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some college football. You're not going to want to miss Fran Brown, head coach of Syracuse, formerly of the Georgia coaching staff, talking about a wide receiver trying to get $2 million out of him. You're really, really not going to want to miss it. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Cognac.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into the big story of the day at 1 o'clock, which is what? The Braves can't lose today.
Hell no.
Not going to lose today.
I mean, just stay y'all ass in the bed, man. Get that, because there's one another. I don't know how many of the old ladies travel with them, man. That warm leg, man.
Probably not very many
of them. Stay at home with them. Like, they woke up this morning with that warm leg on them. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing like that woman on you, you know, and so.
Or if you don't have one, go find you a slump buster.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because they're all in a slump.
Yes, everybody. Everybody is in a damn slump right now. So, yeah, but you got you have a gettable series. You know, I think Minnesota is a gettable series for this team. Is Collins Correa still on the team?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still there. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you got a gettable, you know, and so hope they get it.
Yeah, just go get it. They get it. Gettable is one thing.
Fireworks.
Got to get it. Yeah, have a fireworks show.
Fireworks.
We'll get to some college football in just a couple of minutes as well. I want to let you hear from Fran Brown, the head coach of Syracuse. Had some very, I mean, true, but also the way he said it was pretty funny comments about the transfer portal and guys trying to get more money. We'll get to an AMA at 140 as we always do. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. You can ask us anything. You can also text us or tweet us. We're actively checking the text line like we always have been.
Yeah. Another big story in college football, Lee Corso.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lee Corso decided today he's going to have his final headgear, game one, 90 years old. She left about 3 years ago.
Well, you know.
But yet, you know.
You know what? Let him do what he wants.
Let him do what he wants. 90 years old. He's earned that right.
Yep.
Yeah, until he – oh, boy. I will always never forget that day. He came and spoke to us, and everybody was like, that was this guy.
Like when you were in school?
Uh-huh. He came and spoke to our school. Craig spoke to the team. And he's real, real rude-ass dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
He's real rude-ass dude.
Gives off a real, like, real friendly kind of grandpa persona on the show.
Mm-mm.
Not in real life, huh?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, didn't inspire you guys?
Hell no. I mean, I'll tell you this. And my thing is, don't – like, if you're going to do – this is my preference. If you're going to do, like, one of those guest speakers and stuff, do it the night before the game or something.
Oh.
Don't do it day of.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of –
because I'm like – I'm already in my – you know, and so I'm ready to go. I don't want to hear you.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Like, having someone else do the game day pregame speech?
Yeah. But the best
that's
one,
dicey.
But the best one ever was Greg Lloyd. Because Greg Lloyd went to Peach County High School.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, they retired Greg Lloyd's jersey. And it was for a playoff game, and Greg came in. He talked to us, and so Greg was giving us and telling us about the sacrifice we got to make for winning this game. And he's like, and last but not least, I want you to go out there, and when they're down, you step on their necks and try to break them. Now let's pray.
Pray for the
Knicks. I love Mr. Greg Lloyd.
That's great.
Love
now,
Greg
I can
Lloyd.
See that, like a legend at a high school.
Yeah.
The night of a playoff game, I can see that. Yeah. But in college?
But in college, you were just
no offense, but like kind of like a random older
Let
coach.
Go, man.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a great idea. Now, all that to say, his final game day will be August 30th, which is going to be their first game day broadcast of the year. We don't know where it's going to be yet. They haven't made the decision.
I thought they made it already.
And you could probably look at the schedule. Would you say Ohio State, Texas?
I thought it was Ohio State, Texas.
Like, there's a pretty good chance that's what it'll be.
I think it's Ohio State, Texas.
But they haven't officially announced it yet. But, yeah, it'll be his final broadcast, and he's 90 years old, and obviously is a huge part of, I don't know, I would say one of the best sports television shows of this generation.
No doubt.
The number one is still inside the NBA, but College Game Day is right up there
them
with
damn
them.
Fools.
I mean,
them fools
it's
right
an
there.
Institution.
You can tell when fools are getting finna get, as they like to say, getting fired.
You can, you can tell when they're not worried
they
about consequences.
They don't give a damn.
You can also
tell. They never have. But
you can also tell when they're talking about the play-in round. Because they were like, it's the play-in, Ernie, who cares? We don't have to break this game down. Did you see Shaq on TV giving the Hawk mouth-to-mouth resuscitation other night? That was so funny.
I did. Yes.
He was singing Boys to Men, like, as a Hawk.
Yes.
It was the best part of the whole broadcast.
They don't give a damn about that.
Because the other part of the broadcast was the 24 minutes of the first half where the Hawks played like crap. And then, they didn't play like crap for 24 minutes of the second half. They played like crap for, 13 minutes of the second half. But the other broadcast was the Hawks game. So them being funny at halftime was at least a little bit of comic relief.
You need it. You needed it. So, yeah. What you got?
I texted Caleb, our Hawks insider, about because, the Hawks are trying to get the Kings pick could be the Hawks.
Yes, yes.
I said, what does last night's Hawks loss mean, a Kings loss mean for the Hawks getting their pick? He said it means Sacramento will draft in the top 14.
Okay.
It's a top 12 protected. Right. So if it's in the top 12, then they would keep it. There's multiple scenarios for how the pick will convey. Sacramento losing was bad for the odds of Atlanta getting the pick. Right. Okay. So if Sacramento had made it and been actually in the playoffs, then it would have conveyed, obviously, because then it wouldn't have been top 12. So I guess now we're probably going to have to wait for the lottery.
Yeah.
Ping pong balls are going to decide. If you're in that, then the only possibility for the Hawks getting the pick is 13 or 14.
Okay.
If they're 13 or 14, then the Hawks get it. If it's 12 or higher, then the Kings get to keep it. If the Kings keep it, then it goes on to next year, but then it's top 10 protected.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't convey then in 2027, the Hawks get two second rounders.
Okay.
So there you have it.
All right.
There you have it.
The trade. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
There you have it.
It is transfer portal, and we were just talking because a couple guys, Georgia, Nitro Tuggle, who's been suspended by Kirby. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, or indefinitely.
Indefinitely and all those. He's in the transfer portal. We talked about Branson Robinson's already in there.
Yeah.
It's going to be more guys going in. I'm sure they're going to go out and bring somebody in. I saw that this big defensive end from North Carolina is visiting Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that's where we are. But I think when we were talking more than anything, because You don't ever want to dump on the kid, because I tried my best not to, but sometimes they just irritate the hell out of me. And that's the thing about this transfer portal. That's why I said, like, even for 3 months, you're already ready to go? Like, what happened in those 3 months? You know, why'd you make that decision first? And I know you're young, make rational decisions, but just going to a school, transferring in December, and then transferring out of spring, it just, I don't know, it just rubs me the wrong damn way. And for everybody who's, and I'm not going to call nobody out because, you know, I don't like to call people out by name. I see that guy. But I'm so sick of, well, coaches get to do it. Why can't players do it? Go be a guy.
Ooh. Because there's a lot of people that say.
Go be a damn coach then.
Yeah, go be a coach then.
Go be a coach then. Yeah. All right, go be a coach because it's different. And it is different.
It is different.
All right, so go be a coach then. If that's the only reason you keep using about that. But, like, the whole – and it is what it is. It's extortion. I ran over a scenario by myself this morning, and I was, like, sitting there. What if I'm a coach? A guy comes to me and says, well, no. His representation calls me.
Right, because it's not even him.
Yeah,
it's his dad or his uncle.
Hey, what up, man? How you doing, man? How's the family doing? Yeah, we were just wanting to, little Johnny, you know, we just want to talk to you about him and everything. Obviously, you know, we enjoy playing for your program, coach. Little Johnny wants $250,000. Hold on, what? Little Johnny want what? Well, tell me this. Well, I don't have it right here in front of me. What did little Johnny make last year? Well, yeah, he was the first, because, you know, he didn't play a lot last year. Oh, yeah, he made about $75,000. Let me go look at these stats real quick. 11 catches, 202 yards, and a touchdown. No special teams tackles. No.
Those are the season totals, by the way. That's not one game.
Oh, he played in 8 games. And you want me to give him a pay raise? No.
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 We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Fran Brown.
And here's how Fran Brown handled maybe not that exact situation, but probably a pretty similar one. Here's the Syracuse head coach on one of his NIL negotiations.
With all due respect to everybody in the country, to every wide receiver, to everybody that's doing all this stuff, like, if you're going to make $2 million at wide receiver, that's to blow a homie over at Ohio State. Like, ain't nobody else making that money. Giving a wide receiver no $2 million, man, in college. Nah, that ain't me. I ain't doing that. I can't do it. Unless they tell me that we get a chance to have Travis Hunter, he could come back to college and he could come here and play for us, then he going to get some of my check. But I ain't playing nobody $2,000 this year. Not to me. $2 million, whatever. I just say, yeah, we ain't giving nobody that.
Man, Fran sound like a real one, dog.
Yeah, he does.
Fran sound like Fran.
I don't know where he's from.
I don't know where Fran.
New York somewhere, right?
Fran,
I don't know.
Fran sound like a real one, and that's what. And I ain't talking about head coach. Fran sound like he on the block talking. You know what I mean? But oh man, that was
Camden, New Jersey. Camden, New Jersey. He sounds like he's from Camden, New Jersey.
That's what I'm saying. Like, damn that.
That's great. And I hope whatever kid it was, because there was a kid that transferred wide receiver.
Yes.
And he said his quote beyond that was, "We paid him enough."
Yeah,
we paid him enough money.
Like, I know you're always supposed to dream big. I tell my students all the time, don't ever put yourself second to anybody.
Sure.
I always tell my kids that, but I always say you have some self awareness of how nice this guy is. You might not be as nice as this guy. And that's the thing about it, when people say deserve and everything, you get what you deserve, what people feel like you are, when it comes to contracts and money and things.
Pretty much,
like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why it's always that thing where when people were trying to make an example out of Miami for what they gave Carson Beck and Nico and all those different things. Well, it ain't Carson Beck's fault that Miami gave $4 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He deserved it. Because he was on the open market and that's what they're going to get. So that's what he deserved.
Yeah, you're not.
Right.
You're not in the open market. You have this contract right here. But, yeah, that's going to be the tricky give and take about this thing, because Nico's supposed to be going to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get the money that he was asking for from Tennessee?
I doubt it. They'll say he did. Okay. Like, they'll
– because in Joe's updates, the whole, like –
we left
offense,
because of the offense.
Go kick a whole bag of rocks.
And after you're done kicking those rocks – just go look at UCLA's offensive numbers from last year.
Yes.
It wasn't pretty. Now, maybe it'll get better. It was a bad situation last year when Chip Kelly left and all of that, and a lot of guys left, so they kind of had to scramble and get their roster together. Maybe it'll be better this season, but I don't think it'll be better than Tennessee. Like, it's certainly not a better situation than that. I mean, they'll leak that he got more money, his people, because his people have to save a little bit of face.
Yes.
Also, you know, I know this isn't like the be-all, end-all, whatever, but like $2.2 million in Knoxville goes a hell of a lot further than it does in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Cost of living in Los Angeles is no joke, man. Like $2.2 million in Los Angeles, you still might have a roommate.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, like, I know we said we were talking about the Kings because their GM parted ways.
Yeah.
They just hired Scott Perry.
All right. Who's that?
He's he was with the Knicks. He's a part of that Knick crew with him and Leon Rose and all that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. Good for him.
How's that going to help us get DeMontis
Sabonis?
How's that
going to help us? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We
was
need like, Sabonis to
that's
Atlanta.
What I was thinking. I was like, is because these are all, you know, World Wide West and those
right,
guys.
Right. All
like
those
that.
Guys are kind of in that. Yeah. Inner circle yeah. and friendly and all that kind yeah. of stuff.
Do you think they're friendly with Landry?
Sure.
Okay.
Landry played for the Knicks.
Bam.
Back in the day before they got there, but so what?
What? He was an exec in the 2000s. He was there in 2000s.
Maybe.
Landry's there in 2000, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sent in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just pretend they are and start living our dream that DeMontis Sabonis will get traded to the Hawks. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Nice to see Spencer Strider. Probably looked pretty good, but unfortunately,
nobody else did.
No one can hit. So the Braves lose again, and they lose the series to the Blue Jays. Day off today. Come home to take on the Twins tomorrow. We'll get back into that. The back page with Bo, just a couple of minutes from right now as well. I got a little further update from Caleb.
Okay.
Caleb Johnson, 92.9 The Game Hawks insider.
Okay.
About kind of all the scenarios regarding the Hawks trying to get the Kings pick to convey in this year's draft. So here's kind of what needs to happen from here with the Kings losing last night. If the Hawks and the Mavericks both lose, then a coin flip will determine if the pick that the Kings have is either the 13th or the 14th pick. So either way, they would get it, right? So the Hawks need the Mavericks to lose.
Okay.
If the Mavericks win and the Hawks lose, then a coin flip will determine whether or not the pick is the 12th or the 13th pick.
Okay.
And if it's the 12th pick, then the Hawks don't get it. Mm-hmm. Boy, would that be a dramatic coin flip.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, we have to like really get some coverage of that. So basically, you're rooting for the Grizzlies.
Okay.
I can root for the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
I like Ja Morant. No issue there.
Man.
I do like the Mavs too, though, but whatever. Want the Hawks to get that pick.
Okay.
So there it is. There's the scenarios.
Okay.
Aren't scenarios fun?
Depending on what they are. And that one definitely was not.
No, not as fun as some other ones.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I can think of some better scenarios.
I got a scenario. So give a shout out to all our listeners and our people up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Big Chick is back open.
Oh, great.
Big Chick is back open. My daughter Kai and them, they called me yesterday. They waited like a line for like over an hour to get Big Chick because it's all back up.
How long was it closed for?
Our listeners DM'd me and everything about it. I can't remember. Remember the old lady drove through it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Olay drove through the building.
Not the drive through the building.
Yeah, through the building. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, drove through the building and everything. So it's been shut down for a minute. But proud to say the Big Chick, my personal favorite restaurant or eatery or whatever you want to call it, is back open.
I don't want to call it an
it's
eatery.
It's back open.
Can I call it a restaurant?
I guess. I mean, everyone's different. Like, the biggest thing about Big Chick, the best thing about Big Chick.
What's the difference between a restaurant and an eatery?
Eateries are fancier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Big Chick, you would go there for the grease. Yeah, like you got to determine how good it is, how greasy the bag is.
So then that's a restaurant.
Yeah, but yeah, you just go to because the one in Fort Valley, when the first one in Fort Valley opened up, it was just a shack. And you go through the window, get your Big Chick and go. And then later on, they started adding seats and stuff to another one. I don't like that too much.
Got real fancy.
Yeah, got real fancy.
Added seats.
No, good.
They got like indoor seating.
Yeah, the Big Chick down in Fort Valley before they got this new one. No, it was a shack by big as Mike Conti's office. Maybe smaller than that.
God, I bet that was so good.
Oh, it was so good.
God, I bet that was good.
Well, you get three wings, fries, and that roll for like $7.
And now they've expanded. How many do they have?
I mean, they're usually in them country towns. So they got one in Fort Valley, usually around Roberta. Roberta got one. I know they got one in Carrollton, obviously.
Right.
I'm pretty sure somebody, Randy got one here, too. So they're in country-ass towns. Man, ain't nothing like it.
How you know it's
good? Like, I tell you another good place, and I know my folks at noon ain't going to get mad at it, but I don't care. Wishbone Chicken, boy, that Wishbone Chicken, you get them chicken wings, but they give you that tri-tater, banging. But it still ain't Big Chick.
Why would they be mad? Oh, because the last part. Big, now, Wishbone, I was like, why would they be mad at you?
Wishbone be hitting. Don't get me wrong. But it ain't Big Chick.
That was one of the best parts about our watch party at Dudley's last Friday night.
Yeah.
The wings are incredible.
Yes, they are.
God, the wings are so good. And we got a couple different types, a couple different ways, and they were all delicious.
Yes, so they are.
Can't shout out our guys at Dudley's enough. That was so much fun last Friday. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
You know, I'm having trouble remembering what it was that I played from Ben McDonald like last week or the week before, but these Baltimore Orioles broadcast team keep just coming up with
audio.
If it
was last week, then we wouldn't have been
here.
No, it was 2 weeks ago. Okay. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all were here, and he was disputing something that somebody did. Either way.
Okay.
Here's some more from the Baltimore Orioles broadcast yesterday. Now, this is Jim Palmer and Kevin Brown.
Is this speaking of wings?
It is.
Okay, good.
Have you heard
this? This is a good transition from what we were just talking about.
I have no idea how some people grow up. I don't know. Is it sheltered?
I don't know.
You know, I've never had a wing.
Huh?
What do you mean you've never had a wing?
Never, ever had a wing.
You've never had... Wait a minute.
No.
I'm just never have.
You've never had a chicken wing?
No.
Like,
why would I?
Why would you?
Don't they have skin and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of things have skin.
But I don't eat skin.
Apples have
what?
Skin.
I don't eat skin.
Well, I eat apples.
You've never had a single chicken wing?
No, never thought about having it.
That is
he's like offended
staggering
that he's being asked.
So what kind of chicken do you eat?
White breast.
What about, like,
fried chicken?
You eat fried chicken?
Never had fried chicken.
Never?
Well, I've taken the crust off. And...
What is this?
What are you talking about?
Man. So Jim Palmer is the one that has never, not only has he never had a chicken wing, never had fried chicken.
Cap!
I mean, Jim Palmer is 80 years old.
He's 80 years old?
Played his professional baseball career in Baltimore. The man was in baseball locker rooms for decades.
And you ain't never had a
pizza. How did he never eat a chicken wing?
No, damn that. How you never had no fried chicken?
I never had fried
chicken.
That's the more unbelievable.
Whatever.
I mean, they're both pretty unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. The best part about it, though, is like how indignant he was that someone would even ask him.
Yeah, like he's so like
that
he
would have. Well, and of course, and why would anyone have them? Well, they're fairly popular.
They're very good.
People do like
his name Jim?
Jim Palmer.
Ready to go,
he's
to
a
Jim?
Hall of Famer. Like he's one of the, you know, he's been around forever. I guess he's, I don't know. If that was all I knew about Jim Palmer, that he didn't have any wings or fried chicken in his life, and B, the way that he reacted to that, I wouldn't like Jim Palmer very much.
If we were here right now, like think about all our coworkers, who would be the one person that don't eat chicken wings here? And we know Abe eats the whole chicken.
Oh, yeah. Abe goes ham on some chicken wings. God, I don't know.
I can't think of anyone.
I can't think of anyone.
I mean, I might be the one that people might say, but I love chicken
you
wings.
You love chicken wings.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm from far away. I don't know.
I don't know.
I just feel like it would be maybe the person that people would suggest, but I love chicken wings. I eat them all the time.
Hmm.
I can't think of anybody else.
I'm going down the list.
And I'm going down the list.
What type of person wouldn't eat chicken wings? Like, what's the, is it like a health thing?
Chicken wings aren't bad for you.
It's chicken.
I don't know.
Because there's so many different ways to prepare them also. Like, you don't have to fry them.
Right, you can get baked chicken wings
them,
if you're trying to be healthy, whatever.
Okay.
But, like, it's chicken.
Whatever.
There's certain things that I would never do to chicken wings, and bacon is one of them.
Smoked,
fried.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't baking them.
How about broiling?
Who?
Broiling.
I don't.
It's kind of baking.
It's kind of baking. I don't.
Top,
I'm not a big broiler.
Fancy way of saying it.
I'm not a big broiling person. I mean, unless you're making a steak or something, just put it on for that, but yeah.
Sometimes if you accidentally put it on broil and not off, that can be a big mistake.
They got one in Jackson, Georgia.
You ever do that? Because they turn it the wrong way and
then
it says
chicken
broil?
Parmesan, I almost set it on fire.
My mom, I think intentionally, because she doesn't like it, set one of our side dishes on fire on Thanksgiving a couple of years ago.
Was it casserole salad? I mean,
it was green bean casserole.
Thanks, Mom.
Look, man, just don't eat it. Just don't even have to set it on fire. She doesn't like it. And Ashley made it, and like it was like the first Thanksgiving we had at our house.
My mom came through like,
she said, nobody's eating it.
Wow.
She didn't do it on purpose, but she accidentally set it to broil instead of off.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the smoke's billowing. What's going on? Oh, the casserole's on fire.
Yeah, if you want to put something on broil just to melt some cheese like I was trying to do.
Yeah.
It tells you to in most.
I did that this morning on my breakfast sandwich.
Oh, yeah, you might want to watch it.
Put a little cheddar cheese on the toast, put it in there on broil for not very long, get it melted, and then you're good to go. But what's the kind of person that would not eat chicken?
I don't know. I can understand.
Vegetarians?
I can understand maybe.
They eat them too.
Is he a vegetarian?
They eat them too. No. Whatever. Ain't no 80-year-old vegetarians.
Say what?
Ain't no 80-year-old vegetarians.
No, probably not. You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody's saying I've never had a hot wing that they put over sauce.
Vegetarians just got cute 20 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, because vegetarians only been around for so long.
Vegan just got cute like 20 years ago.
I didn't know
when you're 60, you ain't changing.
I didn't know if you thought that was because they're only just became vegetarians or because all the vegetarians die younger.
No,
I didn't know.
I read that stat.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. It's kind of funny
on that note.
I did read a stat that said people who eat meat last longer than people
juice
who don't
and,
because of the protein.
We're in line for a roller coaster last weekend at Six Flags, and I passed a lady walking that had a shirt on that said "Meat is murder." I held back. I really did.
Yeah.
I just wanted to turn around and say,
like,
tell that to the lion,
dude. See that? See, you know me. I'm not an openly petty person.
Funny.
I'm a behind the scenes petty person.
Okay.
I'm not a very openly petty person.
Private petty.
Yeah, I'm very private petty. I would have went and got me a damn hamburger and ate it right in front of her face.
I don't want to follow her around.
I would
go in the opposite direction.
I would eat right in
front of her face.
It wasn't worth
night.
All that much.
What a treat.
There's nothing better than an unscheduled burger on the grill day.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you know what we should do? Let's just grill. It's nice out.
There's nothing better. There's nothing better than
it was awesome. Wednesday night cookout.
Andy Bunker. Ugh. There's dinner tonight because my like I said, all my nieces are at home. They just finished cleaning up everything outside. bam. And she went and got them little ones.
Oh, great.
Yeah, what are they called? The sliders.
Sliders.
Yeah, she went and got a whole bunch of them sliders. And we got, I'm living real fancy, dog. I got slider patties.
Yeah?
Yeah, like that's too fancy for me.
I didn't know they
feels pre-made like those them. Would be hard to cook because they would burn easily.
What's that?
Slider patty, like it's a tiny hamburger patty?
Yeah, because we have like an indoor.
I'd be worried it would fall through the thing.
Or that.
No, that, yeah.
Well, you cook them up on the Blackstone.
We have the
but you put that on the regular grill.
We got the indoor grill.
You might, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got one of them indoor grills. But no, I'm putting the thing outside. It ain't gonna take that long, and they won't fall through it if you got the right wrist action. Then they'll fall through.
Right. I mean, you got to get it turned over.
I don't even lose green beans.
Oh wow.
You just put them crisscross?
You got to have a tray or something.
Yeah.
You put them straight on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Without a little veggie tray?
Oh wow. I have a veggie tray. But I put it on there, boy.
You're living.
I'm living dangerous.
You're living reckless.
Yeah. I might lose one.
I'll do
one
asparagus.
Bushel.
Occasionally.
That's even risky.
You get the wrong angle on an asparagus, that's right in the charcoal.
Like if the tong actually hits it?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're gonna lose once.
But it tastes better if it's right on there.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yes.
So y'all want to hear or listen to Cam Ward play Fortnite?
I do, yeah.
What?
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Huh?
I would love to.
So Cam Ward is playing Fortnite, extremely popular.
Oh, yeah, my kid's playing Fortnite. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
He's playing on Twitch. And
Fortnite is 15 days.
It gets recorded of what?
Just that's the length of time a Fortnite is. 15
oh, wow.
Days.
Okay, see?
What are you talking about? Video game?
Well, no, a Fortnite is a measurement of time, and it's 15 days.
I did not even know that.
It's now you do.
So thank you, Cam Ward, for not cursing while talking to your fans here. I'm sure they had to pay some kind of money to get in a room or play with Cam Ward or watch him. So the NFL,
14 days. My bad.
The NFL draft comes up with Cam Ward. Obviously, he is projected to go very, very high, probably number one quarterback taken by someone. So Cam Ward first is asked about wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown's a dog, but he's not Calvin Ridley.
Oh, wait, what?
Hold on.
Want to hear that again?
Run it back. Yeah, run it back.
A.J. Brown's a dog, but he's not Calvin Ridley.
That's what Cam Ward sounds
That's
like.
That's what Cam Ward sounds like? That's why I said run it back. Run it back.
A.J. Brown's a dog, but he's not Calvin Ridley.
Oh, hey, he's off my draft board immediately. Can't have a quarterback sounds like that.
Oh, I did not. That's what I said. Is that him? He said A.J. Brown is a dog,
but he's not no Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, because he's about to get drafted by the Titans.
Yeah, he's about to get drafted by the Titans.
Well, evidently, he must know something.
Gotcha.
Like they must have called him and said, hey, we are drafting you.
Okay.
Because after this, saying Calvin Ridley's better than A.J. Brown,
okay,
he's asked to give his four best wide receivers in the NFL.
Okay.
Okay, so y'all already said Ridley, Jamar, Justin.
I think Jamar is like the length, like the top.
And then for my last one, Treylon Burks.
Oh, yeah, he going to type. Yeah, yeah, so yeah.
They called that guy and already said, hey,
put
man,
your bets in.
Yeah,
that means right shirt do you wear.
That means going to the Titans.
That means going to the Titans. He said, Treylon Burks. Hey, another slayer.
Trey.
Another slayer.
Treylon Burks, one of the top four wide receivers at something.
Yeah.
At his high school, he was.
Bunnies.
Bunnies, yeah. Yeah, he's a slayer. Still,
Grandma's still disappointed.
Grandma's still disappointed.
Remember how disappointed Grandma was on draft night?
Grandma was like,
like seven white girls in there.
Like, damn, boy.
Fortnite's 14 days. Sorry. I tried to correct it before people.
Is that what the video game's based on?
I don't know
how long it took somebody to walk to their fort during some old war or something.
It's a great question. I really don't know. I don't know where it comes from. Now we just say 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Fortnite's faster to say, though. 2 weeks, Fortnite, I don't know, same thing. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to the final hour of the show after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.